This gospel of the healing of the 10 lepers shows to us again, as we hear in the parable of the Good Samaritan, of the centurion whose servant is healed, of the Samaritan woman, that God's love, that Christ himself comes for the salvation of all. He didn't come simply to save the Jews, but rather through the chosen people to expand the boundaries of Israel to include everyone, all people of all time. So when we hear Jesus say at the end of the gospel of the one leper who came back, and there were 10, and we presume 9 of them were Jews, and one of them was a Samaritan, and Samaritans and Jews didn't have anything to do with each other. They considered themselves, as we hear Jesus say, weren't all 9 healed? Only this foreigner comes back to give thanks? And Jesus is not saying this to demean the Samaritan, but rather that his hearers understand that thanksgiving is capable of everyone, whether they are Jew or Samaritan, that he is coming for the salvation of all and to point out people's prejudices against others. That whether the color of someone's skin or their way of belief has nothing to do with the fact that God loves them and that Jesus died for them as he died for us, beloved. Nor to ever think that because we're Orthodox Christians, we're somehow better than other people, because we're not. We're all sinners. We all come to this church as sinners, asking mercy for us, for ourselves, and mercy for everyone else. For the whole world, we pray. We don't only pray for those who are close to us, those who look like us or those who believe like us, or only those who like us, but we even pray for those who hate us, those who call themselves enemies to us. We pray for them because Christ's image abides in them, even if it is obscured, just as Christ's image abides in us, even if we obscure it by our sins. So, beloved, let us always keep in mind that Christ has come to save all. He has come for the salvation of all, for every sinner, and there is no human person who does not sin, as we say in the prayers for those fallen asleep. So he comes for the salvation of all sinners, and so we must pray for our salvation and for the salvation of others, that we pray that they too find life in Christ here on earth and in the kingdom which is to come. And if we truly have love, we will pray like the saints. We will say, God, send me to hell that they may be with you in heaven.